Now time for our Frankfort Locker Room chat here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by Nick Anderson, the Wildcat football coach, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, Community Healthcare System as well. Well, Coach, district began last week and a really just fantastic game all around on the road. You knew it would be tough against the Hanover Wildcats, but ultimately Hanover comes out on top 28-22. Just take us back to that game and just some thoughts and takeaways from it.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with how we went about our business heading into that game. During the game, you know, obviously I don't think we played very well, and part of that was because of Hanover, and part of that was self-inflicted things, and it seemed like we couldn't get the ball to bounce our way from time to time. But, you know, I told our guys, and I think I said this on another interview, but we didn't do things right Monday through Thursday, and so what happened on Friday really wasn't a surprise to me or my coaches. Because we didn't go about our business the right way, and we have to do that moving forward.
Was it surprising a little bit to maybe see how the kids kind of responded throughout the course of practice? You kind of noticed that maybe early on, and do you kind of change things up with maybe how you handle it throughout the week?
Well, you know, you can always challenge individuals and challenge groups, and you hope they respond the way you want to. And you know, maybe losing this game to Hanover will be a benefit to us in the long run, and maybe opened our eyes a little bit into some things that we needed to do differently. And I hope that's the case. You know, our first practice this week was much better, and so hopefully that trend continues.
Yeah, just hoping, you know, you take it and just use it as a positive moving forward. I want to get your thoughts on the district as a whole. It obviously started last week, Hanover. You also got the three-time champs in Axtell, Blue Valley Randolph sitting there with a 3-1 record as well, and then obviously Wakefield, the non-TVL team, a part of it, sitting at 500 at 2-2, and you'll see these other teams later on over the next few weeks. But just kind of your overall thoughts on this district as a whole.
It's brutal. It's obviously the toughest district in the state, and you know, we'll see how it pans out. But you know, as of right now, and in a lot of people's opinion, the three best teams in the state of Kansas are all in the same district. So it's a dogfight, and you gotta survive and try to claw your way into the postseason play.
Well, let's talk about just kind of the report card here for the halfway point. You sit here at 3-1. You took the loss last week to Hanover to kick off district play, but four down, four to go in the regular season. Still a lot to play for. But how would you assess the first four games of the season overall?
Oh, you know, if you told me at the beginning of the year we'd be 3-1 after our first four, I probably would have taken it. A little disappointed to be there right now, though. You know, I think we've done some good things. I think there's a lot of room for growth, and you know, I'm hoping in these next few weeks that we have some guys that are willing to take that growth, and so we can be as good a football team as we can.
A few more minutes here with Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Frankfort at home against Thunder Ridge this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, also Community Healthcare System. Wildcats coming off the first loss of the year at Hanover, 28-22, and now set their sights on a non-league, non-district game here for week number five. Coach, Thunder Ridge, you know, years past, they have been a pretty sound ball club, but they've had a tough go here in 2024. They're 0-4, coming off a loss to Lynn last week. What can you tell us about the Longhorns?
Well, I mean, I think if you compare them to other 0-4 teams across the state, that they would rank right up there. I think that record can be a little deceiving there. They're a younger group. They play a lot of young kids, but they got great size. They will definitely be bigger than us, and they're a physical group for sure, and well-coached, and you know, we gotta come in with the right mindset. Hopefully it's a get right game for us, and we can do things well. And, you know, only the second time we get to play on our home field. So we're looking forward for that opportunity as well.
Mentioned Thunder Ridge losing to Lynn last week. They've also played, Sylvan Lucas, Rock Hills, and Hill City. Those are also the other three games they have played outside of Lynn, here in 2024. You watch them on film, you put the tape on, and just kind of prep for them throughout the week. What's an aspect or two of their game that could be maybe problematic or maybe even a concern for your team going into this one on Friday?
Well, like I mentioned, you know, they got some good size to them, and they're not afraid to line up them double tight and run it right at you and say, here we come. But they also have the ability to spread you out and throw the ball downfield. And they've played a couple different quarterbacks, young kids, and so we're not really for sure who we'll see there. But, you know, we got to match their physicality for sure. I think we have a speed advantage, but definitely not a size advantage. So hopefully that physicality comes through.
Is this a good scenario, you know, right now for your team? You take the first loss in district play last week. Now you step out of district play for this 1 week. A non-league, non-district game feels almost kind of like a get-right kind of game before the final 3 weeks, which are all district games. Do you feel pretty similar to that?
Yeah, you know, that's the plan, and that's the hope. You know, we still got a good football team. We still got a confident group, and they're upset with how we performed last week, and they're just eager to get back out there and ride the ship.
Finally, Coach, just some expectations and a few keys for this game on Friday at home against Thunder Ridge.
Well, we got to get off to a better start. At Hanover, we were very slow offensively, and it took us a while to get in our rhythm. And defensively, we got to fly around. We got to be faster and got to have 8 guys to the ball. And, you know, we talked about perfect effort this week, and hopefully we see some of that on Friday.
Frankfort football coach, that is Nick Anderson, joining us here once again as the Wildcats get set for their Week 5 non-league, non-district game at home against Thunder Ridge. Halfway in, halfway home. Wildcats right now 3-1. Overall this season. Again, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.